The words protein, deindustrialize, and conscience have something in common. They all violate the rule I before E, except after C. There are many exceptions to that rule. In Wikipedia, I found this ingenious sentence: let neither financier inveigle the sheikh into seizing either species of weird leisure. That's 9 exceptions. And if there were 8 veiled heinous sheikhs, that would make no more sense, but it would make 12 exceptions in one sentence. There are so many exceptions that the British, the people chiefly responsible for the language we speak, have decided to stop teaching the rule. The British government's new National Strategies document, Support for Spelling, advises primary teachers that the old saw is so irrelevant and confusing, it's not worth teaching. Ben Schott writes the blog Schott's Vocab, a miscellany of modern words and phrases for the New York Times website. He's in London, and Ben Schott, what do you think?
Robert, you know what? I think they do this just to annoy me. I'm sitting here at a perfectly nice afternoon, and then some crazy government department decides to put out an edict, which is an annoying edict about an annoying rule. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. It's the kind of thing to seize a feisty, heinous foreigner like me. And of course, like you said, seize, feisty, heinous, and foreigner are all E before I words that have no C. I mean, have they got nothing better to do? It's an exercise in futility. It really is.
Well, the rule has some defenders, especially it's defended more easily when you add the line, when pronounced A, as in neighbor or way.
Yeah, but I mean, that kind of ruins the cadence of the rather trite saw that it is. It does have defenders. And I mean, obviously, there need to be some rules and some guidelines. Otherwise, it would just be crazy. But I'd much rather children were taught to communicate and calculate and cohabit rather than worrying about the absolute correct saws of spelling. I think we have better things to do.
Well, this is what the British Department for Children, Schools and Families says in the document Support for Spelling. It says, there are so few words where the EI spelling for the E sound follows the letter C that it is easier to learn the specific words, receive, conceive, deceive, and the related words receipt, conceit, deceit, and also perceive and ceiling.
Easy for you to say. it's all very well. I mean, I looked this up in the Oxford English Dictionary, and C's, take C's, an E before I word without a C. There are about 24 spellings from the first use in about 1290. We have S-A-I-S-E, S-A-Y-S-E, S-A-S-E, S-E-Y-S-S-E, S-E-A-Z. Oh, and here's our friend, S-I-E-Z-E.
Really?
Spelled S-I-E-Z-E. In the past, it was used in 1653 to describe a Japanese punishment where anybody who was caught selling goose eggs, when actually they were meant to be selling hen's eggs, would be punished with 30 lashes if they were seized with these eggs on them. Seized, S-I-E-Z-E. So, you know, anybody who thinks that the English language can be set in amber and carved onto the minds of children like granite is completely out of touch.
But you can't become a complete spelling nihilist here, which is all I's, I might add. you have to teach kids something, don't you?
I think you do, and I think it's important. And I mean, it's all very well me being cavalier like this, but be very careful when you're writing your next CV. I think my point is that English is there to be loved. Language is there to roll around your tongue. I've literally just come back from Syria and Beirut. And in Beirut, you will hear people say, as they leave you, okay, yalla, a biento. It's wonderful. It's wonderful that 3 different languages in one phrase, and you get the wonderful sense, the texture of the culture and society. Anyone who says, well, hang on a sec, you shouldn't really be using 3 different languages in the same sort of sentence. I don't know. I love it. I love it when people just pick the word and the spelling that happens to suit them at the time. And as long as you can understand them, and as long as, you know, people aren't offended and deeply hurt, then I think anything goes.
And in Beirut, of course, there's an E before I, and it's not after C.
I know. And then there's a U, and then, oh, it's crazy.
Ben Schott of the blog Schott's Vocab, a miscellany of modern words and phrases. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
It's a pleasure, Robert.
EI is also used in special words that merit careful study. E before I after C. Seizure, leisure, see, she, trophy.